Auckland Council is urging flood-affected homeowners to do their bit to future-proof the city against further flooding. Council officers are visiting homes to identify major flood risks, like roofs without spouting and blocked drains. But while they're offering up their services to check houses, they're not offering any cash to help homeowners make these changes. Louise Tanuth has the details.
On the night of the Auckland anniversary floods last year, a torrent of water flowed through Elaine and Greg Exler's West Auckland home, taking garden furniture, bikes and belongings with it, and seeping into the house.
Oh, my house ruined again.
Pretty horrific.
It was devastating. It's soul-destroying when your home, you know, your asset that you've worked so hard for gets destroyed yet again.
That's because their home is on three overland flow paths, which means when there's heavy rain, excess water from properties higher up streams into their backyard.
It's like a waterfall coming through here, and it comes from all angles around.
Sick of sleepless nights, they decided to make some changes. They've lowered their driveway, fixed spouting on the roof, cleared their drains, and added a trench and a grate to their fence for water to flow through it, diverting it away from their house. Today, Auckland Council and the Mayor are taking a look at the changes they've made.
Hi there. My name's Kate. This is Nikki. We're from Auckland Council.
You're more than welcome to come and have a look.
Okay.
At what we've done.
The council has visited 1,300 other properties affected by last year's floods and wants them to look at similar ways they can keep their properties safe. Head of Sustainable Outcomes at Auckland Council, Tom Mansell, says there are heaps of things people can do to make sure their home isn't in the path of a torrent of water.
Fences are probably the biggest issue. Closed, boarded fences, and it could be as little as just having gaps in that fence. A lot of outhouses, garden sheds are classic to put in the overland flow path. And it's just illogical. You'll see where the water flows and you want to keep it going unobstructed.
Of the 1,300 homes the council has looked at, 30 to 40% of owners have actually made the changes the council suggested. Compliance manager Adrian Wilson says while council is aiming for an educate first, inform second approach, there could be consequences for homeowners not making changes.
You could be issued a bylaw notice requiring you to carry out some action, or depending on the particular breach, there could be breaches in our unitary plan, which would be a resource management breach, and you could get an abatement, for instance, in order to do the work.
14 notices to fix have been issued under the Building Act and 30 abatement notices under the RMA and the Auckland Unitary Plan. The Exlers have spent over $150,000 of their insurance payout making these changes, but those funds have dried up and they haven't even made a start on the inside of their home. They say the council can't expect people to fork out the cash to make these changes and they should provide some funding.
It is council's responsibility to make sure this doesn't happen. These are people's homes that we're talking about. You know, this is our livelihood.
But Mayor Wayne Brown says there's no money in the budget for that.
Well, I can't see that that's going to be on the immediate future because we're already struggling with paying for the damage last time as it is.
Of the more than 2,000 properties that have registered for Auckland Council's categorisation scheme, less than half of them have actually been categorised, and it's been more than a year since the Auckland anniversary floods. The Mayor maintains he's happy with progress. And for now, the Council is keeping up its message, asking homeowners to do what they can in the present to protect their homes for the future.
There's no one silver bullet to this, and there's a number of interventions which we're now working on and moving forward. We're going to have these more bigger events more frequently with climate change, and we have to adapt. We have to make sure the stormwater system can cope.